From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. The University of Missouri School of Medicine is seeking treatment after a report by the Liaison Committee on Medical Education threatened the school's accreditation. According to the report, the number of Missouri medical students who reported experiencing gender discrimination is double the national average. The report also found the medical school non-compliant in its diversity programs, curricular management, and affiliation agreements. The School of Medicine has 2 years to address these concerns and maintain its accreditation status. The school created a task force to address the issues cited in the committee's report. Visitors to downtown Columbia will be able to keep their change soon. Downtown Columbia will be adding more parking meters that are payable by smartphone app. The Park Mobile app allows drivers to pay a meter by credit card or PayPal. Spokesperson for Columbia Public Works, Barry Dalton, says the change is part of an update that will renovate all 1,450 meters throughout downtown.
The meters are old technology and they're deteriorating and they need a lot of repair. The recommendation is to phase in a replacement of those meters over the next 3 years.
Some of the downtown meters are already updated. The Park Mobile meters sport a bright green sticker. The app does charge a 45-cent user fee per transaction. Hundreds of people, including Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, paid their respects to longtime conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly in St. Louis over the weekend. Schlafly died on Labor Day at the age of 92. She was a staunch opponent of liberal and feminist causes. She fought against the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment and founded the Eagle Forum, a conservative political action group. In his remarks before Saturday's funeral service, Trump acknowledged Schlafly's role as a party leader.
She never stopped fighting for the fundamental idea that the American people ought to have their needs come before anything or anyone else.
Schlafly endorsed Trump in the 2016 Republican primary during his St. Louis campaign rally in March. A St. Louis carriage company may no longer be able to put its horses before its carts. The St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission ordered Brookdale Farms to cease operations after allegations that the company used unlicensed drivers and worked horses in excessive heat. The owner of Brookdale Farms, Jerry Kirk, said Friday he won't stop operating his carriages. He says his company abides by the rules on excessively hot days, and it is unclear whether the Taxi Commission even has the authority to regulate carriages in St. Louis. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.